Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
Bonjour. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. Tonight we've got a very special guest, Dr. Anton Troyer. He's professor of Ojibwe over at Bemidji State University. He's also a very accomplished author and authority on all kinds of things, Ojibwe, language, culture. Again, thanks so much for coming out. This is being put on by KBFT. Please welcome Anton Troyer.
Miigwech. So a lot of things make up identity. Human beings are really complicated, and different people will talk about different things that matter more to them. But all of these things impact it. Like race matters. But it's not the only thing that matters. My father's actually not Native. But if I started saying, yeah, for white guys like me, it's really hard, da-da-da-da-da, someone's go, huh? Because I can't really get around the way that I look in the mirror. So race matters for how we get othered, how we see ourselves. So what's on the inside is going to matter more. Place matters too. I don't know how many of you have been up to Panema on the Red Lake Reservation. That's where Tom Stilday's from. You can tell you're in a different place because, among other things, people bury their dead in the front yard. There are all these spirit houses where everybody's relatives are buried. So you can't really mow your grass. But when you step out the door to your house, there's mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, generation upon generation, and older than America. Boy, that does something. Place does matter. And especially in Indian country, or for some of our other enclaves, Amish or something like that, place matters really a lot. Language matters. Language really does make a difference. And embedded in language is a totally different way of looking at the world. And we're going to take a look at a couple examples of that just to help bring that home. Customs matter, like not just the ceremony you go to once a year, but the everyday things. Economy, and that doesn't just mean money, but like how do we get our food? Is it from the lake, or is it from the grocery store, or whatever? That's part of who we are, too. But also politics. Like, one of the things that's distinct about Native people is we have these distinct governments, and we've maintained those over time. It's another part of our identity. But if you think about it, all of these things, these are some of the major markers of identity. They're all being challenged. We're on a path in this country where everybody's multiracial. As that happens, there are good and bad things that happen from that. But it does provide a challenge to the way that we identify ourselves today. Place, too. Some people move away. They go to the cities. They look for a job. And then they're back on the weekends. But that's just not the same. It's happening here, too. You know, Boyce Fort's pretty rural. People got to hunt for jobs outside of the tribal program jobs. And it's not always easy for everybody. Language, too. Not everybody's a speaker. In fact, a place like Boyce Fort, you can count them up on fingers and toes. That's not healthy, where the language is 100 years from now. Treaty 3 is in language crisis. Lac La Croix is kind of a special pocket of strength, but even there, as soon as they built the road and put in satellite dishes, the kids start watching SpongeBob in English, and next thing you know, they start talking to each other in English. Customs, too. Let's just face it, most of us buy our groceries in the grocery store. We're not really getting it from the lakes. Most of us are operating integrated into the mainstream world, not in a distinct Native enclave where we're only doing Native things. The schools where our kids are being educated are run in the English language. They're dominated by English culture, and they're taught primarily by non-Native people. So that is, aside from the hand that rocks the cradle, the most important thing in kind of shaping the next generation, the way people are going to think, speak, and act, and so forth. And our political systems, too, although distinct and still here, think about it, like most of the programs and most of the jobs are funded through government grant programs where non-Native people write the rules and make all the decisions about who's going to get the money and who's not. That's really different from a nation that keeps its own army, that has a Secretary of State for dealing with the other nations. That's different from having a reservation business committee and applying for grants from Uncle Sam. So yes, we have sovereignty, but we've diminished it in some ways, externally, through no fault of our own. But internally, we sometimes enable that because we spend all our energy squabbling for the scraps from Uncle Sam's table instead of really thinking about how differently can we make this. All those markers of identity put us in a bit of crisis. Change can be really healthy. It can be good. And let's face it, some of the problems we have around here, dang, we need things to change. But change can be good or bad. Nations rise and nations decline. Communities strengthen and communities weaken. And we need to think about what directions do we want to go and then how do we script a path to get there. We cannot afford to be just passive observers of what happens because so far that has not worked out very well.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.